everyone, it's your friend Raimi over in Elkhorn. I'm parked a little ways out from the entrance. At least, what I think is the entrance. It's been a long journey. A little over 2 months, maybe three. I've lost track, to be honest. It all comes down to this. Sarah's here. I know it. She has to be. She has to be. To be honest, listeners, I'm nervous. I'm scared. It's been years since I last saw her. I don't know what will happen when I see her again, but I've come all this way. No. I won't let that stop me. I'm going in there and I'm finding Sarah, and it'll be great. Well, here goes. Hello?
Yes?
Hi, my name's Raimi. I'm...
Raimi?
Yes, Raimi.
Well, hold on. Let me write your name down.
Write my name? What are you... Whoa, hey, your arm, it's...
Got lots of things to remember. Gotta write it somewhere. My name's Edith, by the way.
Hello, Edith. I'm sorry. I'm still not over your arm.
Want to see my other arm? It's got even more writing than this one.
Oh, wow, that's... Not to be rude, because this is interesting and all. Really interesting. But, why do you do this?
Oh, well, it's a little complicated. We used to be really sick. Not anymore, I swear. We're all cured now. When we got cured, our aches and coughs and such went away. But the memory issues, well, those stayed. We traveled for, 2 years? That sounds right.
Wait, cured? Cured of Borrelia?
Yeah.
There's a cure? Who makes it?
A sore spot? A sled for us? I don't know. I don't think I have that info on me.
Asclepius?
I think it's pronounced Asclepius, but maybe... Actually, yeah, that sounds right.
Anyway, I'm looking for someone, and I... Well, going on everything you said, I think they're here. One last question. Did you originally live in Philadelphia?
Well, like I said, my memory is terrible. I don't really know. But that name seems familiar to me.
Then I know she's here. Can you take me to her?
Who?
Sarah. She's about this tall, dark hair. Really cute. She and I used to date a long time ago.
Oh, wait, hold on. If she's here, I'd have her name written on me. Let me look for just a second.
Okay.
Oh, yep. Sarah, you said?
Yes.
She's here. Let's go try to find her. But you're gonna have to be on lookout, okay? I'm terrible with faces.
Yes, of course. Let's get going. I'm so excited, you know, to see her. It's been so long. 2-3 years. It's been so long. Has she changed? Does she look any different?
I'm not the best person to ask.
Oh gosh, right, sorry. I'm sorry. I'm just so excited.
I understand. I mean, I kind of do. I can't remember anyone I had a relationship with, but I think about what it would be like to meet them again. If there was anyone. I'm really happy you're gonna see them again.
Me too, I can- Sarah! 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 Sarah!
Who's...
Sarah! Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! It's been... I can't believe it! I never thought I'd see you again! Oh god, your hair... It's still so short. I thought for sure it'd be longer. Oh, and you've got even cuter since I last saw
you. I'm flattered. I am, but who are you?
Raimi. Raimi Jenner?
I'm sorry, I...
Philadelphia. High school. We... Can you really not remember me? It's only been, what, 3 years? And I remember... Wait. You said a side effect of the cure was you kept your memory issues, right?
That's right.
But how? Why wouldn't Sarah remember me?
Look, I may have a bad memory, but I know that I told you. We were sick, and we were cured. We, meaning all of us here.
No, but... But she wasn't sick. You weren't sick, were you, Sarah? My dad was so certain of it. I was certain of it. You just left because you didn't think it was safe. Right? You weren't sick, were you?
Well, yeah, I was, but I'm not anymore.
I can't believe it. You were sick, and I didn't even know?
Look, I'm sorry. Raimi, right? Raimi, I'm sorry. Because based on what you've been saying, I must have been pretty important to you. It must be hard to hear I was sick, but if it means anything, I'm better now.
No. This is actually good news in a way. That means all the things you said to me, it was the disease talking, not you.
I'm really sorry. This is a lot to process. What are you talking about?
You're right. I'm sorry. Let's go somewhere we can talk. You should probably lead us there. I don't know my way around here at all.
Of course. Let's just go back to my place.
Nice place. Not too shabby for it being made entirely out of scrap metal.
Thank you. I actually built it myself.
The chairs are really lumpy, though.
Yeah. We can't really spare much cotton for cushions, so we just use oranges.
Don't you worry about them going bad?
Worry about what going bad?
You know, we can talk about that later. For right now, we should focus on us.
Right, yeah. I'm really sorry, but I don't remember how we know each other. I mean, I do kind of feel close to you already, but I can't explain why.
Well, it's a long story. Mind if I tell it?
By all means.
Well, it starts back in 2029. You don't mind if I just go off, do you? I tend to do that.
Oh no, I don't mind at all.
Okay, well, back in 2029, you and I are both in high school. I was 2 years below you, and I had a massive, literally enormous crush on you. I convinced you to hang out with me and my friends, and they ended up ditching us, so it was just you and me alone. We walked around the mall and got some food. It's funny, we were getting smoothies, right? I ordered a strawberry smoothie, you ordered a pineapple orange smoothie, and you were so insistent about them not putting oranges in it because I guess they didn't have just a plain pineapple smoothie. I don't know. It was just funny how the chairs are. Anyway. So after we hung out at the mall, we went to the park and hung out there for a while. I don't know, it's just funny how the chairs here are. Anyway, so after we hung out at the mall, we went to the park and hung out there for a while. We played on the swings and chased each other around the jungle gym. That sounds really dorky now that I say it out loud. Anyway, we stayed there for a long time and we counted the stars. Well, the next day I wrote you a letter about how much I liked you and I wanted to date you. It was really cheesy, and after school I went up to ask if you got it, but I didn't even get a chance to talk because I was so nervous. I was kind of hoping you would interrupt me by kissing me or something because I saw it in a movie and I thought it'd be really cute. But how could you even do that if I wasn't even talking? I don't know what I was thinking.
You mean like that?
I
think I'm starting to understand why I felt so close to you when I saw you. It's probably because I really like you.
Did
I do it right?
You did it perfectly.
Oh, I'm glad.
listeners, as I'm sure you can probably understand.
Listeners?
Oh, right, yeah, I'm kind of a radio host.
Really? I'm sorry. I forget what radio is. Is it good?
Very. Anyway, I'm a little giddy and, well, just not really suited to be broadcasting right now. So I'm going to go on and hand it over to Ezra. I'm sure they have lots of important news for you.
Ezra? Is that their name?
Yeah.
It sounds so cool.
I know, right? Anyway, take it away, Ezra.
Well, congratulations, Raimi. I'm really glad you found her. I hope everything works out between the two of you. Well, let's get started with the updates. I've been working more on the library, and I've been finding very interesting books about, well, a variety of subjects. More than any I could ever hope to read, and that's saying a lot. Lots of information about anything I could imagine. History, biomechanics, sociology, and yes, the Hollow Earth theory. But that's for another time. Actually, come to think of it, I haven't done a lot of work since the last broadcast. That's not to say nothing has been worked on, though. It's just that things have been feeling better. Things are starting to feel like they used to. I mean, aside from the, for all intents and purposes, complete lack of people living here and the knowledge that we are indeed living in a post-apocalyptic world that may or may not ever fully recover, what I'm trying to say is, despite all that, it feels right somehow. It feels safe and secure. It's carefree. When I go to bed, I do so feeling content, not scared. I've been feeling that way for a while, actually. I've been feeling that way for a while, actually. As soon as Raimi showed up, things started to feel better. I can't describe it. It was like she somehow single-handedly revived the spirit of the town. Just her presence was enough to start the change. Before she showed up, plants were dying and animals weren't staying around for long, and here we are, just a few months later, and Freed is alive again. Well, relatively alive, but still alive. I can't help but wonder if she had a similar effect on the town she's visited, both recently and before she arrived here. And, well, she certainly had an obvious effect on me. I've been monologuing for the past 2-3 minutes? I never did that before she got here. Actually, I never did that at all. It's a little strange. Oh well. Maybe it comes with the position of being a radio host. A lot of talking and not much said. Although, maybe that's being a little... Wait, listeners. There's some interference here and I'm not sure what's causing it.
Ezra? Can you hear me?
Yes, but, I can also hear myself. What's going on? What did you do?
I'm not sure. I just messed around with everything, and now I think we're doing a simultaneous broadcast.
Oh, that's interesting. Why, though?
I have some great news, and I wanted you to be the first to know.
But won't everyone listening also be the first to know?
Well, yeah, but... Oh, hush. It's the spirit of the thing.
What's the news?
Sarah's coming back with me to Freed. And she's bringing along some of her friends.
Wow, that's great. Wait.
Is something wrong?
How many people are coming with her?
Maybe 2 or 3?
Then that's at least 2 or 3 houses I have to make sure are ready for them when they get here. When will you be back?
It might just be a few days from now. Maybe 3 to 5 days?
I'm not sure if I'll have enough time to get them cleaned up.
They're already cleaned up.
But They're not clean enough for guests.
Of course they are. Really, don't worry about it. They're all that picky.
Well, if you say so.
Trust me, it'll be okay. Do you mind if I get to do my little ending thing I do?
Go right ahead.
Ending thing?
Has she been listening the whole time?
Yep.
I didn't introduce myself. Sorry, Sarah. I'm Ezra. Right. You're ending. I'll introduce myself when you get here. Sorry, Raimi. Go ahead.
Well, listeners, you heard the news yourself. Freed will soon have its first entirely new citizens. A group of fresh new faces making Freed their new home. It's so exciting! If you've been waiting for the right time to move to Freed, well, here it is! We're moving forward now, and I can't wait to see where we go from here. I'll return in a couple weeks with a lot of updates. Until then, be safe, be strong, be alive.
Freed is a Paper Trail Studios production written by Casey Lee and Ryan Young, starring Heathen Bedoya as Raimi, Julian Sobihana as Ezra, Whitney Grace Galena as Edith, and Janelle Hines as Sarah. The background music was by the Brothers Cruz Garcia. Follow us at Freed Radio on Twitter or freedpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also email us at freedpodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. If you like Freed and want to make us happy, you can bribe us for friendship by rating and reviewing us on iTunes. It's a guaranteed entry in our close circle of friends. Anyway, today's sponsor is Fallout 4. My character from Fallout 4 specifically. I love that game. Like, I'd be playing it right now if it wasn't for my boyfriend. And this is like nepotism because he's like the creator, but like, hi, I'm Janice, but that was him laughing. So I want to get back to that, so I guess I'm done. Oh. Her name is also Whitney.